We are standing probably in the middle of the proposed complex.
Randy, Rupert, and I are standing by an empty cornfield on the south side of Fremont, Nebraska. Looking one way, trucks come and go from the Hormel pork processing plant. About a mile in the other direction, a line of trees hides the wide Platte River. This field is where Costco, the warehouse retailer and grocery store, wants to build a new chicken slaughterhouse, a big one.
The scale is they will process 350,000 chickens a day.
To make sure the plant is humming year-round, Costco wants new farms around Fremont to raise 17 million chickens every year. As of 2012, there were less than a million chickens raised for meat in the whole state. Rupert opposes the project as part of the group Nebraska Communities United. They don't want the truck traffic or smelly chicken barns. They're concerned about unfair farm contracts. And there's the issue of what these chickens will leave behind.
You also have millions of pounds of chicken litter every year that's going to be put on our fields as fertilizer.
Chicken litter is composted manure, feathers, and bedding. Farmers can spread it on fields as fertilizer to help their crops grow. The problem? Nutrients from manure can run off into rivers or leach into groundwater. It's happened before. That's in part how the Chesapeake Bay in Maryland became polluted. Hog manure in Iowa contributes to the high nitrate levels threatening the Des Moines water supply. Rupert says the Costco project takes Nebraska down the same road.
Will one plant bust the bubble? Don't know. But the bubble will bust, as it did in Iowa.
Walt Schaefer is the project manager for Lincoln Premium Poultry, the company leading the Costco project. He says the company will set rules on how farmers can use chicken litter to minimize the impact on the local water supply. Each chicken farm will have to acquire an environmental permit from the state, even though it would not be required by law. Farmers will also have to follow a nutrient management plan.
That is beyond what is required of our producers. But in essence, they'll know how much litter to apply, where to apply it, when to apply it, how to store it. The cover crop is on the ground and be substantiated by soil testing.
So now I've moved a couple miles down along the river from where the Costco chicken plant would be. And at this spot, there's a well field that supplies drinking water to the city of Fremont. And if you go another 5 or 10 miles down the river, you'll find wells that supply the cities of Omaha and Lincoln. So if there is more pollution in the Platte, it'll flow right past these wells.
Yes. Water quality is dependent to some degree on the water that's flowing directly down the river.
Steve Owen is the water production manager for the City of Lincoln's water system. He's cautiously watching the Costco project, but says the city's wells provide a layer of protection.
We get a lot of natural attenuation or natural treatment, you know, through all of those sand layers that the water flows through.
The sand and gravel act like a filter. That's a big difference from Des Moines, which takes its water straight from the nitrate-heavy Raccoon River. But Alan Kolak, a biologist at the University of Nebraska in Omaha, wonders how much that natural filter can handle. He studies water quality on the Elkhorn River, which also flows near Fremont. He says that river already shows a spike in nitrates and phosphorus when it rains in the spring.
There will certainly be a saturation point of the natural filter to filter out contaminant. And once it supersedes that, then those contaminants can very well wind up in the drinking water supply.
It's up to the water utility to test and treat the local water to ensure it's safe. Kolak says these are the issues that come with raising livestock to feed our hunger for meat in the 21st century. It's just that Costco and the residents of Northeast Nebraska are the next in line to face the question of how to deal with them. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.